Now, a complaint about a billboard campaign claiming Northern Ireland's abortion laws had saved 100,000 lives has been dismissed by the regulator. The Advertising Standards Authority said the assertion was not misleading and there was a reasonable probability it was largely accurate. The billboard read, 100,000 people are alive today because of our laws on abortion. Why change that? Marion Woods is from Both Lives Matter, the group behind the campaign. Morning to you, Marion.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the pro-choice campaigner, Goretti Horgan. Good morning, Goretti.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, Marion, you feel that this very much vindicates your position?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I think we put up the billboard, as you know, at the beginning of the year. And we were told that there were complaints received by the Advertising Standards Authority. This report, which came with the figure 100,000 lives have been saved, obviously was researched. It was a careful, cautious estimate, and we knew that people who saw the billboard would recognise that. We also linked within the billboard to the Both Lives Matter website. We invited through social media and our advertising then during the course of the week for people to go on to the website and to be able to read the report for themselves to understand how the report had been researched. And then why we had advertised it. Obviously, 14 complaints, a five-month investigation by the Advertising Standards Authority, who have now backed us up with an independent.
But how have you got? How did you get this 100,000 figure?
Well, I mean, it was a long calculation, and you'll be able to see whenever you go onto the Both Lives Matter website.
But roughly, how did you get to it? Like, what did you do to come to this figure of 100,000 lives in Northern Ireland?
And you'll remember back in January, February time, whenever this story was already covered, that we looked at the abortion rates and the birth rates with England. We recognised that the 1967 Act, the figure, if we had just used the abortion rate in England and Wales, the headline figure would have been about 250,000. But obviously we recognise that through culture and things like that, we're not exactly like England. So we moved to look at a comparison with Scotland. And then we kept on always bringing that figure down. It was always a cautious estimate, and we rounded down on all statistics. And the Advertising Standards Agency, in their report, have gone through our methodology. They have looked at that. They have looked at how the figures were gathered. We also did take figures, for example, from a paper written by Rebecca Gompert, who, as you know, is a pro-abortion activist, and she campaigns and she promotes the use of the abortion pill. We took a figure from her own statistics to accommodate
okay.
for people who might be traveling or who might be using the abortion pill.
Okay.
And we accommodated that
okay.
figure.
Okay, let's hear from Goretti. Go on, Goretti.
I mean, the Alliance for Choice has always been clear that, of course, had the Abortion Act been extended to Northern Ireland, that more women would have abortions than currently do. I mean, it stands to sense. Women can't. You know, many women who face unwanted pregnancies are forced to continue them. So really, you know, I guess what the whole campaign shows is the extent to which this Both Lives Matter is actually a lie, because the only life that the campaign is concerned with is the potential life of the embryo. And actually what happens to the woman's life is completely ignored by them. And what really we're saying, the campaign is saying, is that over the 50 years since the Abortion Act was brought into Northern Ireland, that about 2,000 women from Northern Ireland every year were forced to give birth, forced to continue pregnancies and give birth to a pregnancy that they didn't want to continue.
Well, as you know, Stephen, I am the chairperson for Life Northern Ireland. Life Northern Ireland is a pregnancy care charity, which has been working in Northern Ireland for 36 years, providing care and support and counselling to women and families when they find themselves in crisis pregnancy. So it's very disingenuous for Goretti to come on and to say that we do not care and we only
so
care
did, well,
about...
Well, hold on a moment.
That you actually look at.
So let me follow that up with a question. Hold on, you two. So Marion Woods, let me ask you a question. Stop talking. You need to stop talking.
I'm not talking. It's Goretti who's talking, Stephen.
Right. You both need to stop talking and let me ask you a question. So Marion Woods, when you were collating these figures, did you collate the figures for how many mothers' lives would be lost if they had continued with the pregnancy through suicide or through ill health or whatever, and did you subtract that from the figure that you said had been saved?
Well, the truth of it is, I'm not going to try and bluff that. I actually don't have that information sitting in front of me. I've just dropped my kids off.
Quite a fundamental point in this, though, isn't it?
It is, but, you know, at the last minute, whenever I was asked this, I'm just admitting to you, Stephen, I don't have that figure
okay.
in front of me. I'm not going to lie to you.
Would you concede that if that didn't happen, that would be a flaw in this message?
I think what the thing that we have to look at here, and Goretti is backpedaling here. When the report came out, there were people and voices who were up in arms about this figure. They didn't like the truth. They always talk about trust women. Well, here's the truth, and I'm a woman, and I'm speaking it. 100,000 lives have been saved in 50 years. And as the chairperson of Life Northern Ireland, we see the women and the families. And it's not just women. You know, Goretti likes to talk about we don't care about the women, we only care about the unborn baby. Here's the truth, Goretti. We care about the unborn child, yes, but we care about the women, we care about the partners, and we care about the families. We are pro-life. We care about all lives. And that is our truth this morning. And as a care pregnancy a pregnancy care provider, we provide counselling, we provide support, we provide housing for women.
Okay, final word to you, Goretti.
We are pregnant.
Well, I suppose, you see, Marion keeps on saying that they provide all of these things, but when you actually ask them how they do it, it's actually, you know... Let me tell you how we do it.
So we have a house. Sorry. We have a house, Goretti, and if a woman is homeless and pregnant, we house her with her unborn child. And actually,
I think we need to let Goretti finish. We need to let Goretti finish.
Most of your listeners will know that actually looking after a child means more than looking after them when they're first born. That it's actually right up until, I was going to say right up until 18.
Yes, and we have community support.
Hold on, Marion, you've got to let her finish.
Okay, look, I'm just going to stop because...
Go on, Goretti.
Okay, so looking after, bringing a child into the world isn't just a matter of bringing them in and changing their nappy for a couple of years. It's actually about what is going to, the impact it's going to have on the rest of your family. We know nothing from this headline figure of 100,000, and there's no backpedaling going on here. This is what we've always said. We know nothing about the impact on the individual women that those 100,000 forced births imply. I mean, for example, is there a disabled child who's ended up in care because her mother forced to continue this pregnancy actually meant that she wasn't going to be able to continue looking after them? There's all kinds of things like that that we don't know about. And if you're serious about saying both lives matter, then you have to look at the woman's life as well and not just the potential one.
Goretti, thank you very much indeed. Marion, thank you.